Our best shot against this viral outbreak, aside from prevention, is early detection. Most of the COVID-19-related deaths in the country happened because of late treatment, says Malaysian Health Director General, Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, during a media briefing held yesterday, the 24th of March, as reported by The Star. Patients only come to the hospital when they're in the third stage, but at this point, they're already experiencing some form of pneumonia. Stage 1 is where a person is asymptomatic but positive, while stage 2 is positive with mild symptoms, and stage 3 is when a patient has some form of pneumonia but does not require oxygen aid. In stage 4, a patient will require oxygen therapy, and the last stage, stage 5, is when patients cannot breathe well and we need to intubate them and put them on a ventilator, added the director general. However, once the patient gets to stage 4 of the virus, they deteriorate almost immediately and move to the final stage, whereby they depend on ventilators to breathe. For example, the latest death, the patient already had breathing difficulty for the last 3 days. But of course, those aren't the only factors that contribute to whether a patient diagnosed with COVID-19 will survive. Aside from late treatment, there's also age and comorbidities, as the general added that most cases were above 70 years old. Nonetheless, Dr. Noor Hisham acknowledges that in order for patients to be treated earlier, the health ministry has to enhance its case detection abilities. It means we will find the case, we test the case, and if it is confirmed, we isolate the case and give treatment. We will continue to do our best to look into the focus group. For example, now we know that 60% of the infections are among the Tablighi group. We will go and find them and test them, he said, while ensuring the public that measures would be taken so tested individuals will not infect others. It doesn't matter if the symptoms you're showing are mild, it's best to get yourself checked and know for sure before you unknowingly spread the virus around, or risk accelerating the growth of this disease in your body. Stay cautious and healthy, guys. Also read, retired doctors and nurses being recalled by health ministry to join frontline fight against COVID-19. You have reached the end of this story.